Over the weekend, President Ali Abdullah Saleh announced once again he was going to step down in the coming days. But within 24 hours, Yemeni officials announced that Saleh would remain in office until elections next year. It's not the first time that we've heard this sort of suggestion from the Yemeni president and then a clarification that indicated that, no, he was still going to be in power. Joining us is Barbara Bodine, former U.S. ambassador to Yemen. Barbara, I mean, at the risk of sounding disrespectful, does a diplomat roll their eyes when they hear an announcement like this from President Saleh? Or is there something structural in the Yemeni government that we're not really seeing here?
Well, a diplomat would never be caught rolling their eyes. You're quite right, at least not in public. There is an understory going on, and you need to read Saleh's statements very carefully. They're remarkably nuanced. Some would say somewhat duplicitous, depending on your point of view. He has said almost since the beginning that he's willing to step down. He has also said that he's not willing to turn the government over to what he sees as the armed opposition, but they're not able to reach any kind of a agreement with the peaceful opposition. So you have a bit of a stalemate, which certainly works to his advantage, and I'm sure he understands that. One of the problems is that none of the competing power sectors, including the government itself, has the either military force or the political influence to bring this to closure one way or another. And so we end up with what's been a 10-month stalemate.
And part of the confusing picture of Barbara Bodine, former U.S. ambassador to Yemen from 1997 to 2001, comes from the event that we all witnessed nearly 2 weeks ago, the drone strike, which took out Anwar al-Awlaki, who
right.
is a member of a very powerful tribe inside Yemen, but is an American citizen. And that action seemed to take place with the active cooperation of what's left of the Yemeni government and the Saudis, who seem to be very much in support of a sort of war on terror front going on inside Yemen. If the U.S. and the Saudis are supporting Saleh or somebody, how is that going to work in favor of the forces that want this government to change?
Right. One of the things that's interesting about the al-Awlaki strike is that the cooperation that led up to it was ongoing while Saleh was still in Riyadh. And so this idea that our entire relationship or the entire security or conduct of the government depends on his physical presence in Yemen, that he is the only one who can do this, was somewhat belied by the fact that our joint efforts on getting al-Awlaki were ongoing for almost a month before he came back. So what it underscored to me is that we actually have a broader relationship with elements of the Yemeni government, and we also have an ambassador who has very good relations with the opposition, that are irrespective of Saleh himself. And in a sense, that actually undercuts his argument that it's, you know, me or chaos.
Well, let me push you on that, Barbara Bodine, and obviously, you know, be circumspect as is responsible. I mean, do you believe, as a former U.S. ambassador to Yemen, that the U.S. has a deal ready to go with someone inside Yemen to take over from Saleh, including members of the opposition?
I don't think we have a deal with anybody, no. And one of the reasons that this has just stalled for so many months is that there is no clear opposition, even group, to turn it over to. You've got a collection of opposition parties. You've got the demonstrators. You've got General Ali Mohsen. You have the sons of Sheikh Abdullah al-Akmar. They all share a Saleh out agenda, but beyond that, they share almost nothing. And so there really is no one to have a deal with to turn the government over to.
Fascinating, but also disheartening to the
yes.
protesters that we've seen on the streets of Yemen. That's Barbara Bodine, former U.S. ambassador to Yemen from 1997 to 2001. No real end in sight to the political stalemate in Yemen, although over the weekend, President Ali Abdullah Saleh announced he would step down. Then it was rescinded. Barbara Bodine, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.